I'm here with Brett Pollock, who is a bit of an outdoor adventure man across Clearwater County and David Thompson country, and works with a number of different companies and groups. And so, Brett, tell me a little bit about the activities that you do and who you work with.
Yeah, so the company that I manage right now is Gila Ventures. We're based 24 kilometers out of Rocky Mountain House towards Nordegg. And we do whitewater canoeing, rafting, mountain biking, and hiking and climbing and rappelling.
And you've lived out in this area for a number of years. You know many of these mountains and rivers and lakes quite well.
Yeah, I've lived out here for almost 20 years now. So I left about a little bit for a couple of years to finish up some schooling, and but in general, I've been here for about 20 years.
And I know Gila Ventures, in addition to doing all those amazing activities, you also run the Mountain Adventure School with high school students, being able to give them credit while having a blast.
Yeah. So we partnered with Progressive Academy out of Edmonton, and we've created Mountain Adventure School, which allows high school kids to come out and obtain phys ed, career and life management, which is COM, and some career and technology studies credits. So they come out here and do the outdoor activities, and that goes towards their high school credits.
And I know some of the pictures that you've shown me of them, and the videos of rappelling and mountain climbing and some crazy rafting and canoeing stuff. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, for sure. So it's 4 years, and the first year is kind of an introduction to all those activities. And then as the years go on, they specialize a bit more in obtaining certifications and to be able to get a job in the outdoor field.
And they can actually become guides by going through this program, right?
Yeah, most of our guides are actually Mountain Adventure School graduates, and a whole bunch of others have gone off to work in other camps around the province and across the country as well.
That is amazing. Now, you've also written a book that tells people how to do some of the more adventurous climbs or hikes in the area. Would you like to describe that?
Yeah, for sure. So the title is David Thompson Country, a Scrambling Guide. And it's the scrambles that are accessible basically all the way throughout this off this highway, and it's all accessible within a day. And most of them don't have trails, so they're routes. And I put in a lot of pictures with some indications of where to go, and then also pictures and descriptions of the harder areas to navigate through. But it's scrambling, so it's a little bit higher and more involved than hiking on a trail.
Right.
But it's also not in the mountaineering realm either. So.
Right. And you've climbed all of those or walked all of those, so you have the experience to share them. They are available. They're now in print. When they first came out, I had to get the PDF version.
Yeah.
But they're now in print. Where are they being sold?
Yeah, so they came out last fall, and they're being sold in Edmonton, Red Deer, Calgary. And then in this area, they're sold in Rocky Mountain House at Tacklin Trail, and in Nordegg at the Beehive, and Pursuit Adventures at the Nordegg Canteen.
Excellent. And you're working on a new book, I hear?
Yeah, we're busy trying to get that one done and ready to go for this winter. It's going to involve Nordegg in winter. It's going to have all the information about Abraham Lake and the ice bubbles, and also a whole bunch of other hidden areas that we discovered in the last couple of years exploring around here. It's got lots of frozen waterfalls, frozen creek walks up through canyons, and there's some really good hidden gems in there. And it's also a lot more accessible to the average right. person in skill, and it has a lot of background information and how to as well, and how to be doing these things safely in the winter.
Right. And in addition to the book, we always promote that people for safety be able to use the guides that are in the area for whether it's ice bubbles or the hikes, because you have people with the proper certifications, they know where they're going, and you get the right equipment.
Yeah.
So we try to make sure that we encourage people to use guides like yourself and many of the others in the area to enjoy that experience and be able to come back over and over again.
And to see some local secrets as well, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows everything everywhere. It's not all on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, to close off, I mean, we're next to Abraham Lake. It is at a high point this fall. But what is one or two things that you would like to let people know as they recreate out here?
Yeah, I mean, this is a really special place, and it's getting discovered quite a bit, and everyone has a right to be out here, and I enjoy seeing everyone out here enjoying the place. But what I am a little bit disappointed in is the heavy foot that has been out in this country. There's fire pits all over the place in sensitive areas in the Alpine. There's garbage. There's improper human waste disposal. So I encourage everyone to come out and join, or come out and enjoy the fun and enjoy the place. But we should also make sure that we're educated out here with Leave No Trace principles, and that we're respecting the place so that it's great for everyone else to enjoy for many, many years to come.
Yeah. I do want to say I appreciate the Alberta government has been building parking lots and pit toilets all over the place to help reduce that kind of mess. But I will say, when it comes to garbage, if you brought it in, you need to take it home. It's not the responsibility of everybody else out here to pick up your garbage. Even if you bag it, take it home. Don't leave it out here. It's just too much garbage. And thankfully, last year when it was super busy, I think everything was overwhelmed with that. This year, I think was a little bit better.
Yeah, it's better. It's looking better this year, for sure.
People have been starting to get educated, and others concerned, too. Others that care for this area have gotten concerned about the garbage they saw, so they were picking up extra. But we're spoiled with this view. Thanks, Brett. Sure appreciate you talking with me about things that you do and who you work with and what you have to offer to all the visitors that come out here. And we look forward to the new book.
Right on. Thanks, Jerry, for the opportunity to speak.
Okay.